Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike Max has the night off, a rare night off for Mike Max. He works 7 days a week. Starting on Sundays, he's got the huddle. And, of course, that's on between 10 and noon with Pete Najarian. He does TV, and he's on all the time on Channel 4. And then he does the radio show. And then, who knows, he's probably coaching his kids or neighbor kids. We have absolutely no idea all the other stuff Mike Max does. But not here in the big chair tonight. I'm going to try and fill those shoes. My name is Steve Thompson. You typically hear me on Saturdays, and on occasion filling in for Maxie, and on occasion filling in for Henry Lake on Lake Night. Henry will be in tonight between 9 and 1. A ton on that show. We'll get into that in more detail later on. Right now, out of the gate, we're going to talk about something out of the world of sports. We have plenty of sports topics later on. Now we got Wolves, and we got Wild, and we got MLB news, and we got NFL playoff stuff, and we'll speculate more about the Minnesota Vikings and what they're going to do with their general manager and coach. We'll talk about what's going on at the U. We'll talk high school sports later on in the program, but out of the gate, I want to set a scenario for you and find out what would happen to most of us in this scenario. And I've had a full-time job. I've been in the printing business since the late 90s, and I've worked here part-time since the late 90s. And I've been in the media, particularly radio, all of my adult life. And I remember when I got a job in radio way back in the 80s, out in Montevideo, my first paid radio job. Part of the deal was you would need to drive a company vehicle. And I remember very well sitting down with my boss and explaining, when you're driving a company vehicle, you need to abide by the rules of the road. Number one, don't drive drunk. Number two, obey the speed limit. Drive safely. Bring the company vehicle back in one piece. And I remember for part of my tenure there, we had a motor home as well. And I was just a kid right out of school, my first radio job. And they were letting me drive a motor home to remotes out in western Minnesota. But rule number one, bring it back in one piece. Don't drive drunk. Don't use drugs. All of those sorts of things. And as a kid, I understood that. I didn't want to lose my job. I didn't want to get fired. They allowed me to be on the air. I was able to do a little play-by-play. It was a dream come true. I didn't want to blow it. Well, what would happen to you or me, or for that matter, producer Chris Tubbs, if the following happened? We were out of town at a meeting for the company. And we had way, way too much to drink. Okay, that's a problem. Work-related environment, you should probably mind your P's and Q's when it comes to getting into the booze. But okay, you go to this thing, it's paid for by the company, and you have too much to drink. Then you decide, I'm okay, I'm going to get in the company vehicle, and I'm going to drive home. But then on top of it, not only do you exceed the speed limit, the state patrol at some point in time, with all of the things they do to recreate crash scenes, determine you were going 120 miles an hour in the company vehicle while drunk. You total in a wreck said company vehicle. Thank God nobody was killed or seriously injured by some miracle. What happens to you or me or producer Chris Tubbs? Chris, I'll let you go first. I laid out the scenario. What typically happens, or what's going to happen 99.9% of the time, or maybe even 100% of the time, what happens to an individual that does what I laid out in that scenario?
If you're adding all of those up in one...
I'm laying it out.
Yep,
that's
yep.
the scenario.
Yep, with everything there. If you take bits and pieces of that by itself, I feel like
You could get fired. Or are probably going to get fired.
Yeah.
But the sum of all of that...
The sum of those parts is you are fired. You are relieved of your duty, and who knows what potential litigation... damages, restitution, whatever you might be liable for.
Absolutely. You can't say 100% of it because we have a scenario in front of us at the moment in time where an individual didn't get fired. An elected official who pretty much did what I laid out, and it became clear today, and... We have coverage of it, of course, WCCORadio.com, and you've heard it in the news. But the state patrol determined that Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson was drunk, driving well over the speed limit. They determined 120 miles an hour. They do this all the time.
They recreate these, yes.
Recreate these crash scenes. Totaled the vehicle. We've seen the video. We've seen the aftermath now. We've seen the evidence. Punishment has already been handed out. But the one thing that hasn't happened is he hasn't been fired. Now, the Hennepin County Commissioners came out in mass and said he should resign. The governor of the state of Minnesota came out, even though he's not a resident of Hennepin County. The lieutenant governor came out, who is a resident of Hennepin County, and said he should resign. And... anybody I've talked to about it says, yeah, he should probably resign. The question is, at this hour, at 6:41 on a Thursday night with these revelations today, why has Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson not had the sense to resign his job? And I was born in St. Paul, so I was born in Ramsey County. But when I was 9, we moved to the northern suburbs of Hennepin County. And most of my life, I've lived in Hennepin County. There was a stint where I lived out in Montevideo, as I alluded to, and kept the RV and the other station vehicles in one piece. And then I moved to South Dakota and did radio out there for almost 10 years and didn't damage any company vehicles or didn't get involved in any of these shenanigans. Now, people make mistakes. People will get a DWI. People will make bad decisions. But in this particular incident, we're talking about the sheriff of the largest county in the state of Minnesota and the largest county by population anywhere in the upper Midwest. Way bigger than any county in Wisconsin or Iowa or for sure South Dakota or North Dakota. So Hennepin County is the biggest county this side of Cook County, Illinois, which is Chicago. And he still hasn't resigned, which at this moment in time blows me away.
And I think
I cannot make sense of this.
I think what makes it worse, Steve, is over the course of time, and you know, full disclosure, every interaction I've ever had with Sheriff Hutch has been immaculate. Like, I have had nothing but good interactions with him on a, you know, on a personal level. But when you step back from it and you take a look at all of the facts in their totality, and as time goes along, like more things are coming out, and it's just, it's the deception, you know, it's the lying. It's, you know, what do they say? The word on the street, you know, they've got receipts. They've got all of this. And it just, there's more coming out that it looks worse. And to top it all off, Steve, I think the big difference between, you know, you and I, or, you know, Johnny Public doing this and Dave Hutchinson is you are like the preeminent law enforcement official in the state. And you,
absolutely.
And you're the one responsible for enforcing the laws. And there were so many of these laws that were broken, you know, from the drunk driving to not wearing a seatbelt to speeding, you know, and not even the ethical issues. So to me, I think what makes it worse is that being a law enforcement official and the one that is supposed to lead by example, I feel like that is one of the things that makes this just exponentially more harmful to him than it would be to anybody else. But that's just my take on it.
Yeah, and once again, you can read any of the reports on this. We have coverage at WCCRadio.com. We've had coverage in the news. We've had coverage of this story really since the night it happened, and it became clear on what transpired there. But company vehicle, county vehicle, drunk, driving 120 miles an hour, total said vehicle, not be forthcoming to the on-site investigators. The list goes on and on. And they say, well, you know, he had a loaded firearm. I would think a sheriff would, even if they're out of town doing something up I-94 in the Alexandria area, and the Douglas County Sheriff was the first on the scene.
Yeah.
My point being is that based on what we've learned to this moment in time, how is he still the Hennepin County Sheriff? And when does he have the sense that, yeah, what I did was pretty bad, and I should step down, and we should allow Hennepin County to move on from this because this is a fireable offense? And I don't think anybody, even the closest supporters of the sheriff himself, can make a case, well, you know, I think he should be allowed to stay. Totally disagree. And once again, I generally don't weigh in on matters of this type, and that we have a lot of hosts that do a great job delving into politics and those types of things. I'm generally a sports guy and generally stay in my lane. But on occasion, something like this comes out and you just have to say, what? And in the Star Tribune article that I read that was posted in the wake of all these revelations, that he or his attorney weren't available for comment. I will say this. At some point in time, whether it's tonight or tomorrow, Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson should resign. We're going to take a break. We'll come back. We'll get back into the world of sports. There's some MLB news. The Twins will have some new members of the Hall of Fame, and it is a very good list. One a long time coming. We'll get into that. Robo umpires coming to AAA, and the Rays will not be playing part of their season in Florida and part of their season in Canada. We'll try and squeeze all of that in before 7 o'clock, and then we'll talk Golden Gopher hockey. Women's hockey with head coach Brad Frost. They have a big one with number one Wisconsin coming to town on Friday and Saturday at Ritter. That is all on the way here on Sports to the Max at News Talk, E3OWCCO. Sports to the Max here on a Thursday night. Steve in for Mike here on News Talk, E3OWCCO. Before the break, we were talking about Hennepin County Sheriff David Hutchinson, certainly under fire. Revealed today that he was driving more than 120 miles an hour, didn't have a seatbelt on, totaled his SUV. along I-94 east of Alexandria. Not good. And a couple of texts. And I threw this out there to the listener, to producer Chris Tubbs. What would happen? I laid out a scenario if we did something similar in our line of work. Went to a company-sponsored event out of town, got loaded, got in a company vehicle, drove over 120 miles an hour, totaled said vehicle, didn't really tell the truth at the time of the accident. What would have happened? Well, we all know the answer. We'd get fired is what would have happened, in addition to whatever damages and criminal charges. And he has been sentenced and has been sentenced for it. And from our text line, we're fired. Drunk, 120 plus miles an hour, loaded gun, crashes while not wearing a seatbelt. Yeah, we're fired. But because he is an elected official, the Hennepin County Board can't fire him. The governor called for his resignation. Now, the lieutenant governor was quoted in a Star Tribune article, I would say, it is time for him to resign. Hard to argue with all of that. So we'll see. One other text. I drive a company commercial vehicle. If I got a DWI in that vehicle for bumping a mailbox, I would be fired the next morning. I won't add the rest to the comment, but you get the idea. So if you have a comment, but I think it's so obvious to all of us what should happen here. And Chris Tubbs relayed a story. Sheriff David Hutchins appears to be a good guy. I haven't had any dealings with him. I don't know him. I'm not going to reveal who I voted for in the last election. I don't think it's important in this context. But the point being is enough people voted for him in Hennepin County to elect him as the sheriff of Hennepin County. And I think the sheriff at this point in time should have the sense to move on. So once again, feel free to send your text, 651-461-9226. Here's one. They shouldn't have served liquor at the company-sponsored event. Well, I've been to a lot of company events or seminars where there is booze on the premises, and alcohol can be part of the deal. Let's get to some Twins news. Let's shift gears a little bit. Happy Twins news today. Former Twins manager Ron Gardenhire, former Twins great Dan Gladden, and Twins broadcaster Dan Gladden, and Cesar Tovar, elected to the Twins Hall of Fame. Should be a lot of fun this summer. Once again, Gardy, Gladden, and Tovar elected to the Twins Hall of Fame. And we will talk more about that. We'll hear from Gardy a little bit later. Hopefully hear from Dan Gladden a little bit later. They talked. And Do-Young Park at the Twins website, twinsbaseball.com, did a nice story on all three. And Doe does a tremendous job. So there's that. Good news. Gardy, Gladden, and Cesar Tovar once played all nine positions in a game for the Minnesota Twins. Some other MLB news I wanted to squeeze in before 7 o'clock, because the lockout continues, and there isn't a lot of news there, and that's unfortunate, because as we get to the end of January, I want to count down to pitchers and catchers reporting to spring training. Florida, Arizona, Cactus League, Grapefruit League, we're all chomping at the bit for that countdown. And so far, the news is not good, but I'll stay optimistic. One thing we do know, from the Associated Press, robot umpires have been given a promotion, and it'll be just one step from the major leagues this season. MLB is expanding its automated strike zone experiment to AAA this year. Apparently, it's not coming to St. Paul for the Saints. But Albuquerque, Charlotte, El Paso, Las Vegas, Oklahoma City, Reno, Round Rock, Sacramento, Salt Lake, Sugar Land down in Texas, and Tacoma will have the automated strike zone. They've used it in the lower levels, some independent ball, but they're going to try the automated strike zone at AAA in some cities this year. And one other tidbit I wanted to get to. We may circle back around to this if time allows later on in the program. But that crazy idea of the Tampa Bay Rays playing part of the season in Florida and then the balance of the season in Montreal. So spring training in Florida, start the season, and then the weather gets nice in Canada, what, about the middle of June? And then they move up there and play the balance of the schedule and would play playoffs if they get to the playoffs. And frankly, the Rays franchise has it figured out on a low budget on how to get to the postseason. But Major League Baseball said that's not happening. And MLB hasn't made a lot of good decisions, but that's a good one. Now, I know they have a terrible ballpark situation at the Trop in St. Petersburg. It's a nightmare. It's hard to get to. It's well out of the population center in the Tampa-St. Pete metro area. So they have work to do. But MLB said, no, you are not playing part of the season in Florida and the balance of the season in Montreal. We are not doing that. So a little good news there. All right, we've got to run to a break. All the news at 7. Then we'll talk Golden Gopher women's hockey. Head coach Brad Frost will join us. Big series with Wisconsin coming up. And a lot of former Golden Gophers and current Gophers part of the Olympic team. And we'll get Brad's thoughts on that. Coming up right here on News Talk 830-WCCO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.